And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for more fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a great show for you today. Bill Barney's here fishing the surf. We got the absolute surf master in here. We're going to be talking all kinds of surf fishing, all kinds of light line fishing, and, man, there's some great offshore fishing to be had, too. Going to be a very fun show. Also, in the second hour, we're going to be joined from our buddy Ted from Gamakatsu. Going to be lots of great fun coming your way, killer catch reports, and a lot of information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort. Much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today going to be a very fun day, so should have mentioned it's no Pete and no Corey today. They are both on our Let's Talk Hookup Davis Boats trip up to Queen Charlotte Safari. So Brandon and myself in the studio again. Brandon becoming quite the regular here with all this travel going on, and certainly stoked to have you back. And I know we had mentioned it last week, but I want to say it again on the air. I mean, what an awesome job you and Corey did while Pete was in Alaska and we were doing a little family trip in Hawaii. It was really, really fun. Fun to listen to you and Corey chat it up and good fishing. And, man, you're very natural at being here. Well, so stoked having you. It's cool.
Thank you to you and all the listeners and just for having me. I had such a blast the last time I did it, and I'm so looking forward to today. Yeah. We're gonna have a great time.
Yeah, totally. And speaking of great times, I know the guys are having excellent fishing. We're going to look forward to hearing from Pete and Corey here as the show gets rolling. And, man, the first round of pictures you can see on our Let's Talk Hookup social media, and including the new, we should mention that, our new Instagram account, Let's Talk Hookup Fishing Shows. We had to start a new Instagram account because neither Pete nor I are social media experts, very far from it. So you're going to fit in very well in the team here. So we have a new Instagram account if anybody would like to follow, and lots of great info. But the first round of photos came by, and it looks like those guys are having an awesome trip. Just beautiful weather weather and great fishing. And so, yeah, we're going to look forward to hearing from Pete and Corey here as the show rolls on. But, man, speaking of a fun show, we got the man, Bill Varney, in the studio with us this morning. There is no more surf fishing expert than the guy that wrote the book on surf fishing, and it's the Bible that we all go by, Surf Fishing, the Light Line Revolution. And, Bill, we're really stoked to have you. We don't get you on the show nearly as often as we like, and it's always so popular, and man, we're really pumped to have you. Good morning.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's so great to be here. And, of course, you know, I have to be off the beach this morning. Can't be out there fishing, so I had to fit you in my schedule.
Well, we appreciate you doing so, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Always so many phone calls, and, you know, there's so much cool stuff to cover with surf fishing, which is really has really taken hold these last couple of years. And, you know, surf fishing is no longer, a pyramid sinker and bait and wait. It's everything now. And, you know, it's gotten so advanced from guys targeting game fish with, you know, cast and retrieve lures to light line guys to the bait fishing being perfected. And there's a lot of cool stuff that we're going to cover, and we're going to have a great show doing. And before we get going, I had a feeling that this call was going to come early because I have a feeling these guys want to get out and go fishing. We got Pete on the line right now, all the way from Haida Gwaii and Queen Charlotte Safaris. What's up, Pete? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Brandon. Good morning, Bill. We are on our way fishing. In fact, we had to stop because we're right on the edge of cell service here between the two Haida Gwaii islands here and Queen Charlotte Safaris. And so I'm kind of holding up the boys here. Harold's kind of giving me a big stare. With Captain Nathan here and having a great day. Man, yesterday we arrived on Thursday here in Haida Gwaii, Sandspit, and beautiful weather. It was like 75 degrees. We were out getting suntans and stuff like that. And then we started our first fishing day yesterday with our group of Davis Boats Let's Talk Hookup people here. And, of course, Corey's here. And Corey's eyes haven't gotten smaller since he got here because it's like he's never been to Alaska, and he had like the epic of epic days yesterday. We all did. It was like the most unbelievable start to an amazing fishing experience here at Queen Charlotte Safaris. We had absolutely grease calm weather and biting fish like crazy. I mean, the lingcod fishing was I've talked about it before, but there's nothing like the lingcod fishing here. It's like crazy, crazy good. Corey was fishing these giant slugs that he hand poured, and he was just telling me stories about, oh my god, it was like you couldn't even reach the bottom. It was like you were on. And the grade of lingcod here, it's like you don't catch small ones. It's like they're all giants and just incredible. I posted some pictures on our Facebook, Instagram, kind of give you a sampling, and that's like just like the average stuff. So we here with Captain Nathan started our day lingcod fishing. We just caught our limits of lingcod, which is up here in Canada. You can keep any size. I think it's three a day, total of six for the year for the trip. And then we went halibut fishing and got near our limits of halibut. We went salmon fishing, and we didn't have a lot of time to salmon fish. We only had about an hour and a half. But first two fish were like 20 and 25 king salmon. We caught, it's a fish. The fish size here is what's amazing, and this is all. Yesterday we're fishing in t-shirts, as Tommy Rothy used to say. It was t-shirt and jockstrap weather yesterday here in Haida Gwaii. It was just amazingly beautiful. Today a little different story. We have some cloud cover, but it's still super warm. There's going to be a slight breeze today, but not too bad. Very fishable, up to 15 knots, maybe something like that. And then tomorrow supposed to be a little bit of rain and no breeze tomorrow. So, but we've got a great window of weather here for our Queen Charlotte Safaris experience, and can't wait to come back and tell you about it. And I know Corey's going to tell you some stories because his eyes are, and Brandon, you understand because you fished a lot with Corey. His eyes are as wide as you've ever seen, wider than any trip to El Salto. I can guarantee you that. The food here, oh my god, the food, the chef here at Queen Charlotte Safaris is beyond incredible. It's all five-star meals. Last night we had these beautiful King Salmon. The night before we had panko-crusted halibut. I think tonight is, I think it's ling cod with Dungeness crab. And then tomorrow night I think it's like steak and spot prawns. It's like the meals here are something to look forward to, and they just do beyond service. And of course, Valerie Hope-Rich, the owner, is here every minute of the day, helping people out and making sure everybody's happy. Highly recommend a trip to Queen Charlotte Safaris. I think our trip may be booked for next August already, but we're looking at, Corey's so stoked, we're going to have Corey host a second week here. So we're looking at adding a second week here for Queen Charlotte Safaris. So you want to come to a pretty magical place, just the natural beauty and phenomenal fishing that gets so little pressure. Highly recommend this. And I might make another note too. This year, so much easier getting into Canada post-COVID. Canada was like, to be honest with you, it was a pain in the butt to get here the previous couple of years just because of the COVID restrictions. But this year, it was wide open. It was like walking right in to the United States. Pretty simple and not a problem. So I'll give you a full report there when we get back next weekend. And thank you, Rick and Brandon and Bill for covering, and have a great show.
All right, buddy. Man, what a fantastic trip. Glad to hear it. We're just going to let you go get back to fishing, and we can't wait for the full wrap-up, man. Well, that's awesome, Pete. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, these guys have rods in their hand, and they haven't caught a thing yet, but we got to get rolling.
Yeah, we get it. We get it. Get out of here, buddy. Get out.
All right. Have
fun, man. Boy, what a great time. we've all been lucky, but to have the great fishing mixed with the great weather and all that. Yeah, just awesome, man. It's going to be fun.
Does anybody live a more interesting life than Pete Gray? I think not.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Maybe the cast man.
Yeah, maybe the cast man.
Like you say, man, you don't want to buy a car from a guy that doesn't drive. You don't want to get your fishing info from a guy that doesn't fish, man. You got to be after it.
Field research.
That's it. That's exactly it. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going on. And, man, Bill, it's just exciting to have you on here. And surf fishing is something that we don't get to talk about nearly enough because, you know, even you said it this morning, 200-pound bluefin, they take the spotlight and they take the billboard and they get the front cover of the Western Outdoor News. But surf fishing, something so fun, offers something for everybody, accessible to absolutely everyone with minimal gear that almost for sure you have in your garage, something that is right for surf fishing. And so cool to have you on to get to talk about it today.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, surf fishing has so much to do with, like, really learning. It really helps you with big game fishing afterwards. You get to learn the touch of things, patience, all of the things that you need to know in the big world of fish.
It does, and it offers whatever you want it to be, from a very advanced course to catching high, you know, top predator game fish, halibut and sea bass and stripers, with, you know, with Lucky Crafts and cash and retrieve presentations, to bait and weight fishing, to making your own bait and catching exotic baits. It could be sight fishing. It can, you know, tide related, condition related, beach related. There's so much cool stuff. It can be the absolute advanced course, or it can be taking the grandkids down and catching surf perch with some DuraSense and some split shots. You know, I mean, it really has all things for all people.
It really does. And it's one of the things too that you can do in an hour or 2 hours and get your fill and then go on with your life. You know, there's no 3 days to get my boat ready and a day to clean it and all those things. And it, like, fills in the spots in between when you got that feeling where you just got to get down there and make some casts.
If you're a North County, you know, person who has to make the commute back or forth, it's the best thing in the world to just throw a rod in your trunk and after work for a day, just go down to the beach and fish for an hour and decompress. Let the traffic get by. Anyways, you can either sit on the five for 2 hours and let traffic go by, or fish for 2 hours and then just drive straight home.
There you go. Exactly.
There also may not be a more soulful form of this, of the thing we all love, this thing of fishing. You know, it's
totally
to stare into the face of the Pacific Ocean and to not be humbled. I don't know how you could do that. It's such a gift we're given to have this fishery so close.
It really is. You know, and for so many years I've always looked at it that way, because when you're down at the beach, and it's very similar to be on a long range boat, you're looking out into the water where there's nothing but, you know, there's porpoise or dolphin or whales or birds flying by, and then of course, you turn around to go to your car, and there's 13 million people behind you. So it really does give you that, you know, feeling of freedom when you're looking out over the water. And I don't know if the negative ions work on you, too, as they're blowing in your face, but it is a very peaceful and soulful thing. And that's what surfers experience, anglers experience. Yeah. I really feel bad for the folks that don't experience that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it a year-round fishery? I mean, is this the prime time? Is it? Can you catch them at all times? Like, what's the time that surf fishing is at its best? When do people participate that haven't done it before? When do guys that are like yourself? When are you licking your chops for it? Like, what's kind of the rundown of time that surf fishing is the best?
Well, you know, it is an all-year event, but of course the warmer water months. So about May 1st to about October 1st is when all of the fisheries, you know, the corbina and spotfin and yellowfin croaker and the different perch and sea bass and halibut, they're all running and they're all spawning and they're all looking for food. And, of course, the grunting are setting off so many fish and those new moons and those full moons coming into shore and bringing food close to shore there. So that time of year is wide open in the sense of choices. And then in the winter months, there's a lot of good fishing in the winter months. And as Mark Wish will attest and makes fun of us sometimes, perch fishing in the middle of the winter can be some pretty exciting stuff on light gear. There's some really big perch out there, and I'm not just talking barred surf perch, anything from opal eye to buttermouth to barred to walleye, all the different surf perch to be able to target those, catch your own bait, use live bait, target those. It's a lot of fun.
That's rad. It's super fun. And one of the things that you, I mean, there's guys very much like yourself that is known for a long time, but I think you did about the best job of really opening people's eyes to it, and had a lot to do with the release of your book. Was drilling into people's mind that some of the best surf fishing doesn't happen with a 300-yard cast and a 14-foot spinning rod. It happens at your ankles and at your knees and at your waist, and there's so much great fishing to be had tight to the beach.
Absolutely. I mean, the shallower the water, the better. I've caught probably a 9-pound spot fin and maybe 6 inches of water. But a really good example would be, you know, I've been fishing the last 3 days up at Carlsbad. I would say in the skinny of maybe 4 to 8 inches of water, there are so many corbina, and I think I was weighted out to maybe my ankles deep, and a big fish hit me on the back of my leg.
Come
so
on,
I was
behind you.
I was too far out.
Wow.
Yeah, it was behind me. So they come in and they feed in that really shallow water because that's where their food is.
Yeah,
you know, you've got to, you know, per the book, you've got to remember that fish don't have hands, so they can't go and dig down in the sand very easily. They'll use their mouth somewhat to do that, but they can't dig down in the sand to find clams or worms or sand crabs. So they look for the waves to churn up the bottom, make that food available for them. And the only place that's going to happen is very, very close to shore.
In the impact zone.
Absolutely, yes. In the inside impact zone.
That's so cool. Now tell us about the book. Is the book still available?
Yes.
I know that it's something that we've all, you know, we live by. But tell us, about, for, you know, anglers that haven't heard or just getting into fishing, maybe just found you, what's the book all about, and what's the practice that you preach?
Yeah, Surf Fishing, the Light Line Revolution. I came out with that book in 2006, I believe. So it's been quite, it's hard to believe all those years have gone by. It's in just about every tackle shop. I think it's in about 106 different tackle shops, landings, stores up and down the coast. It's definitely available. It's sold over 55,000 copies now, which is a big surprise.
Right.
My
okay.
dad told me I'd need to sell 318 to pay for the printing. So I made that at least.
That's cool.
But yeah, it's very popular. I updated it a couple of years ago, and it really covers everything in the book, from rod and reel combinations, finding fish at the beach, the different baits, where to catch them, how to keep them alive, how to hook them. It has sections on some great places like state parks along the coast to go fishing. It's got all the state records. It shows you how to make a ghost pump, ghost shrimp pump. So it really covers just about everything. And then on the spine of the book is my website, which will have my email address. And anybody who's got a question, please send me an email. Call me. I'm glad to talk about fishing anytime.
That's fishthesurf.com?
Fishthesurf.com.
Everything.
Everything.
I mean, gear, crab and goes, all the great fishing seminars that you do, everything can be found at fishthesurf.com.
Everything can be found there. There's
information.
Podcasts, information, tips and techniques. There's webcams at the beach. All the things you're going to need to know to be a successful angler on the sand.
That's awesome. Well, Brandon, I know you've done a lot of surf efficient. I know we've talked about it a lot of the years. It's always fun to do this show. We talk so much, you know, because it's the life that, you know, that especially being down here at the world headquarters, being right on the water, there's so much big tuna fishing, but it's always fun when we do this show because there's so many phone calls and so much interest. And the thing that I love about talking with Bill is surf fishing is available to everyone.
It belongs to everyone.
Yeah.
And it's so soulful and cool that we have this opportunity. And Bill has been so helpful and knowledgeable over the years. You know, we used to have a copy of his book in the shop, and we refer to it all the time with customers, you know, and when they're looking at surf fishing gear, because we do specialize in heavy tuna fishing tackle, and but we sell plenty of surf gear, and your book has taught surf fishing to, you know, so many people.
Yeah, to me, so. Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Me too. I'm raising my hand right now.
Well, as you can hear, we got a great show. Man, we want you to join us. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. And the sign of when it's going to be a busy day is when at this point already all the phone lines are full. And that's where we're sitting right now. We actually have one available. There is one left. If you want to grab it before we get rolling, it's 213-432-1090. Or as always, send us a text, man. Send us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's a really easy way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can hear all the archive shows. You can do what I did when I was out of town in Hawaii. I had a lot of fun listening to Corey and Brandon talking Calico Bass and El Salto and all the fun when they were doing their show. And then with Fred and Steve Peterson, I listened to the archive show. And Adam does such a good job getting those posted right away on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, the Let's Talk Hookup app is the only way that you can send in your text questions. And, man, when you do, make sure that you include your contact info, who you are, and your phone number, because if you win the big prize at the end of the show, we need to be able to get a hold of you. And what a killer prize we are giving away today. And we talked with our buddy Ted from Gamakatsu, is going to be joining us here in the second hour of the show, talking some of the great Gamakatsu new stuff. And Ted put together a really cool prize pack at the end of the show today, and it first includes a Gamakatsu tackle backpack, and they did a really nice job. It's not a cheap overseas, let me just put as inexpensive a backpack. I mean, it's a very nice travel backpack that includes a full Gamakatsu tackle back. It includes one of the brand new Gamakatsu fillet knives, which are made in partnership with Kershaw, high-end legendary blade manufacturer. So you're going to get the Gamakatsu tackle backpack, a full tackle back, a full knife. You're going to get some of the brand new Duracent baits, which we're going to be talking more about during the show. And well, we're excited to have Ted on here. And then, as Ted said, and of course, you're going to get a bunch of Gamakatsu hooks. So, a really cool prize pack. Ted was saying we're talking well over a $200 value, and that's going to one of our callers or texters at the end of the show today. So, we're really pumped to get to do that, and we're pumped to talk to you. Again, 213-432-1090, or you can send us those texts on that Let's Talk Hookup app, and when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. We're going to be reading your texts, too. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Summer is here, and gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice that they have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have three great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Today, more than ever, outside special interest groups want to close access to California sport fishing. Don't let this happen. Join Coastal Conservation Association of California and fight back. CCA California is your voice, your advocate for ocean fishing access. We fight the outside special interests so you, your kids, and their kids can fish for generations to come. Visit ccacalifornia.org and join the fight against more fishing closures.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. The label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a full of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, super stoked to be talking surf fishing and great fishing that's going on too. This week was an interesting week in terms of our sport fishing goes. We had some summertime weather to deal with. You know, it came off the heels of some tremendous big bluefin fishing, like some of the best we had seen this whole season in the week previous. And this week we had some pretty real weather to deal with, and there was some good fishing to be had in between it, but it was a little tough for the guys, and fortunately, we are on the backside of that now, and man, going forward, it looks like a really, really nice weather forecast. But, Brent, I know busy week at the tackle store, and, you know, you get the, it's just a different feeling when there's good weather in front of you and great fishing, and, you know, and kind of the opposite when you hit those, you know, there's always ebbs and flow, but sometimes when it's in an ebb, you can feel it.
And it certainly feels like we're in some sort of transitional summertime, time, because we're getting such a hodgepodge of fishing going on, you know, from the Dorado that are coming in. There's random albacore in the count, you know.
Yeah, wild.
There's a big yellowfin, even coastally, you know, big yellowfin.
Tell us about that. Yeah, there was big fish caught at the Coronado Islands this week. I mean, big ones.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard from
like Guadalupe size big
ones.
Yeah,
I heard from the guys that were on the San Diego Anglers charter on the Mission Bell, and they had at the Coronado Islands, they had 60 to 80 pound yellowfin eating baits in the corner during a yellowtail stop. You know, the yellowfin just kind of showed up and took over the boat, but pretty special, pretty different.
Yeah, crazy.
Wow.
It's been a really fun year, and there was some really good big yellowtail fishing, you know, for our Coronado Islands guys down at the Rock Paw. So, yeah, there's some fun stuff going on, and it's going to be very nice to see what the fleet can do with it with this good week going forward. Now we have good looking conditions. Now we have good fishing conditions. Now we have good nighttime conditions. And they got their butts kicked a little bit with the weather last week. So it'll be fun to see what's going on. Well, the phone lines are packed up. I know everybody's excited to get things rolling. So much great stuff having Bill in here. Brandon, let's jump into the phones.
How about Sean and Lomita? How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just love last week's show for one reason, that when you were out on the balcony, I could hear seagulls flying by. I thought that was pretty cool, Rick. Just add a different flair to your show. Another thing, I got a question for the tackle guys and one for Bill. I have a accurate 600 nair. It's done. I have 600 Boss 2, and I was wondering if I could up that to 80 pound test, and then the drags will be able to handle 80. And for Bill, when I was a kid, about 11 years old, I was fishing out in the Puget Sound, I think it was San Juan Island from the rocks, and I was casting a flatfish, like a five or six inch gold flatfish with a torpedo sinker in front of it so I could cast it out. And I landed the ugliest fish I had ever seen before. I was only 11, hadn't been offshore fishing. It was brown and about 5 feet long, and I threw it back. I think it was a lingcod. Can you touch on that? And what's the strangest things you've caught from the surf?
Some great questions.
Wow.
Well, thank you for your question, Sean. In regards to the Accurate 600 that you own, when it comes to 80-pound, I feel like that if you were filling it with 80-pound Spectra, that is totally appropriate for that reel. But if we're talking about an 80-pound top shot, it is capable of doing that, but it's you're asking a little bit extra from that reel. It is capable, but that is the top of the range that I would feel comfortable fishing that reel. Not to say you can't, but for me, I feel that's the very top end. And but for 80-pound braid and to a lower top shot, if we're talking 60, 50, 40, it's a perfect reel and great for that.
I feel the same way. It's a unique reel in that Boss is a twin drag reel. There's a drag washer on each side of the spool. That reel makes a tremendous amount of drag pressure, more than enough to fish 80-pound. But drag pressure is not everything when it comes to a reel. So does it make enough drag to fish 80? All day long it does, without even breaking a sweat. But a quote-unquote 80-pound reel, you're needing a lot of torque and a lot of power. You're fishing that reel with big fish. And that's not to say that the Boss doesn't make that. It's a fantastic reel. But I'm dead with Brandon that, you know, a more traditional 80-pound reel, a Talica 20, is going to be a larger size reel, longer handle, bigger gears, bigger guts. It's going to make it physically easier for you to turn the handle. I love that reel that you have. No, don't have a single bad thing to say about it, but I'm with Brandon. Fantastic 60-pound reel. Maybe not the 80-pound reel that you're after.
And I think torque is probably the number one thing that is overlooked when guys are shopping for reels. You know, they're so overly concerned with how many pounds of drag does it get. Well, I think that pales in comparison to the amount of torque you're going to get out of that reel. And like you said, I think for 80-pound, you want a ton of torque. A large, whether it was a Talica 20 or 25 or an International 20 or 30, something large that produces a lot of power to turn the handle, and that reel is just slight lacking, but great reel overall.
Yeah, well said. Now,
the San Juans, yeah. Wow, that's obscure.
But so up your alley. I mean, that's the thing,
It is, but the thing is, you go up there around the San Juans, you go over to, you know, that's where the ferry leaves to go to Victoria, British Columbia. And so there's so many coves and points, and, I mean, if you didn't know where you're going, you would get lost up there. And I would guess that was probably a lingcod. I mean, I've caught lingcod in tide pools all the way up to hundreds of feet deep.
No
so
kidding.
Most likely that's probably what it was. You know, of course, they catch a lot of black cod and stuff from shore up there, but there's no way there was one that big.
Sure. Well, 11 years old, sometimes 5 feet is another thing, too. Like, I caught a lot of fish when I was 11 that were 5 feet long that were maybe shy of that. But not saying that Sean's, into exaggeration, but, I mean, we're a fisherman, for God's sake. So when I was fishing at 11, I had a lot of five-footers that maybe didn't quite make the mark.
Well, you know, Rick, no angler who has caught a big fish walks home through a dark alley.
That's for sure.
So regarding, you know, the most incredible catch,
that's the part
or
I
unusual
hear.
Or all that, you know, there's been some unusual or fish and some unusual things over the years. But I would think the most memorable for me was in the late 60s. I worked for this guy, Fred Oakley, who was the bait catcher for all the tackle shops from Santa Barbara to San Diego. And we go out in the middle of the night every night. And gosh, he somehow roped me into this when I was about nine. I worked for him for 8 years, 8 or 9 years. We were fishing right below Wiley's in Malibu, middle of the night. I hooked in, and we were shark fishing because we would commercially leopard shark fish back in those days. And I hooked a big shark, and I fought it for 30 or 45 minutes and finally got it up. And there was a reef that was in front of us, and a wave broke on this reef. And, of course, Fred was yelling down to me, what's taking so long and all this? It was about a 300-pound hammerhead.
No, come on. It
got thrown up on the rocks right in front of me. And Fred was probably about 30 feet away from me, and he yelled, run, run, run. and I ran.
Wild.
I was horrified.
What a great story. Yeah, that's wild.
That was probably the biggest thing I've ever caught in the surf, and certainly the most scary, because it was in the middle of the night.
Yeah, totally.
And I had
and
to
you're
get,
a kid.
And I was a kid, and I was probably about 10 then, and I had to get within maybe 8 feet of it to figure out what it was.
Crazy. The reason I was so interested to hear that story, and we touched on it during one of the breaks, is, you know, you are a true expert surf fisherman up and down our coast, but That, I mean, I remember stories of you fishing Mag Bay, and you did a, you know, you did a trip bringing a boat home from Cabo, and you stopped and fished the surf the whole way up the Baja Peninsula, exotic locations. I mean, you've taken your craft everywhere there are fish to be caught.
Oh my gosh, bring me sand.
Yeah.
We took the boat 5 times from Long Beach to La Paz.
Okay.
And we fished almost every single beach along the way that we could get
to. So cool.
It was incredible. And we only were able to bring the boat back twice. We had to have a pilot bring it back the other 3 times because the seas were just terrible.
The ride coming home is not the fun part.
Yeah, that's right. And that hour ride on the plane is much easier.
Yeah.
But such a tremendous fishing along the whole way. And there's so many different fish. And Mag Bay is such an incredible place. I would love to take everybody out there and go to Santa Maria Cove and fish from the beach. I remember the very first time I went there, a kayak to the beach, because I was sick of being in the boat for a week at that time or so. And first cast yellowtail, second cast 18-pound halibut. There were marlin.
Standing feet on the sand.
Right on the sand.
Oh, my God.
Of course, there's not a lot of sand there. It's kind of a
on the mud.
Pumice-y kind of area mostly. Okay. And then there's sand down by the estuary. And then on the opposite side, there's sand. But there were marlin so close to shore, you could easily cast to them. And they were finning right outside. And as a matter of fact, there were 2 of them that were dead on the beach. I mean, there are so many fish there. And
wow.
So there's grouper, there's cabrilla, it's really overwhelming. And there's snook. Gosh, I can't even think of all the fish. So
how fun.
Dorado inside there, really an incredible from the beach, from the water. And then where the estuary comes in there, the most incredible halibut fishing you've ever seen. We would hire a pangaro to take us into the estuary because we had gone in there once on our own and couldn't find our way out.
Really?
Because you can't get above the plants, above the
mangroves
to be able to see the directions. And when you go back there, it's really easy to lose your way.
Wow.
So we hired this guy who would take us back there to fish. And when we came out, he said, hey, we're going to halibut fish here right in the surf because there's a little surf line. Well, it can get really big, but generally it's about 2 to 3 feet that you come back through, bust through. And he said, between sets, I'm going to turn sideways and just take your lucky crafts and cast right here. So we stopped in this spot. We cast out maybe 20 feet from the boat, crystal clear water, and the bottom exploded. There must have been hundreds of halibut.
Come on.
Came off the bottom to the surface. And he said, you got to get those to the boat before we get sideways and these waves get us.
How cool.
It is really an incredible place.
And yeah.
All along the coast, whether you're there, down by Cabo on the Pacific side, over to the Sea of Cortez, fantastic.
Do you know if there's any type of organized fishery to get down? I mean, that's one of the things that makes Mag Bay so special is it's not an easy place to fish, but are there opportunities for guys to go do that?
Yeah, like Mag Bay Outfitters.
Yeah, that's the name that always comes to mind.
Right.
I don't know as much as I wish I did, but.
Well, there's a couple of different places, but those guys really seem to have it together.
Okay.
And they have a couple of programs where you can go from Lopez Mateo down all the way through the mangroves. And they also have like a houseboat to take you in, fish the whole way. You can do that. Or you can go out to Santa Maria Cove, which is a very outside cove there.
Okay.
And they've got some buildings, kind of hurricane semi-proof buildings out there because there's nothing out there. Everything's kind of been swept off. There was an old surf camp out there. And you can stay in those. They have a cook that comes, and then they have ATVs or a truck that'll give you a ride.
Jeez,
so you can fish
cool.
on the inside of the cove or go over the coastal range and fish on the Pacific side where you've got Sierra and all of these different fish to choose from. It's really an amazing place. Everybody should go there.
I mean,
that's not
it.
That's
so cool.
Bucket list trip for me, and to know that you've been there multiple times, I am so jealous.
That's rad. Yeah, that's cool. Well, hey, we had a great text come through. This one was from John in Rancho San Diego. Says, hey, great show, guys. Bill, I really like to fish early in the mornings at the South Mission Beach Jetty area here in San Diego. If you were fishing there, are you familiar? Would you fish on the jetty itself, or do you prefer to stay on the ocean side or bay side, or do you like to fish on the sand north or south of the jetty? Are you familiar with these spots? Any suggestions on baits, tackle, gear, etc.? Thanks for a great show. That's from John in Rancho San Diego.
What a great question, John. Absolutely. Boy, that was a That's a hot question right now. Yes, I would fish on the north side of the jetty, and I'd probably fish, I'd go to the jetty, take three or four steps off of the jetty, and fish the edge of that jetty. Just last week, my buddy caught, I think, four big spot fin right there.
No kidding.
And, of course, he was using Go Shrimp, and he went to the... I don't know if it's the first or the second greatest tackle shop in San Diego, but it was at Seaforth.
Oh, it's the second.
The second, for sure. Yeah, which is still fantastic. I mean, silver is a precious metal, but yeah.
That's on the podium. If we're winning awards, that's on the podium.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. You know, like, there's so many. To be number two is a really esteemed honor. You know?
Thank you for straightening me out on that. I was always confused.
Yeah, we'll do that all the time. No problem.
But you can stop by there and get Go Shrimp. Yeah. I was there the other day getting Go Shrimp. And, you know, just go down to Mission Beach, just the beach itself. And then, of course, down by the jetty, very good fishing along there. And really the secret down there and all the beaches this time of year when we're in the middle of the summer and all the people at the beach and all the runners and swimmers and surfers and all that is early in the morning and also very, very good after 3 or 4 in the afternoon when everybody goes home. All those feet in the water in the middle of the day, they don't really scare the fish away, but they definitely take them off the bite. Okay. It takes them away from what their natural pattern is.
Yeah.
And then as we get into, you know, middle of September and all the kids go back to school, then you've really got all day long, and it really is predicated by the tide. And then we get some of those gentleman hours, you know, where you go at 10 to 2 type of thing.
I dig it. That makes me want to go right now. Yeah. It really, really does. That's great. Good info. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got catch reports. We got more information. More of your phone calls and texts. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, this is a fun one for me because us talking surf fishing here, a reel that I think gets overlooked so often but is one of my favorites is the Shimano Sedona spinning reel. And the thing that I like so much about Sedona is it is an inexpensive reel. It's a great reel for fishing the surf. It's my favorite. Because you get a lot of the very smooth principles out of a good spinning reel. But let's be real about things. The surf fishing environment is the harshest and is the worst environment to put those things in. And you get a very smooth, very good operating reel, but it's very easy on one's budget. And it's going to last you a good long time. And when the inevitable happens, you're not throwing away a $600 reel. You have a great reel that's easy on the pocketbook, great for kids, great for fishing. It's a really, really nice choice. One of my favorite from Shimano.
The longevity out of a Sedona is incredible. I would say 8 out of 10 customers that come to the shop looking for a surf fishing reel, I sell them a Sedona, and they get seasons out of hard abuse in the surf, and it's amazing.
And a reel is less than $100.
That's incredible, yeah.
Such an excellent reel, and like a 2,500 or 3,000 size is a perfect size for the surf, and the Sedona, the Sienna. I always tell everybody, you know, don't spend over $100 on a surf fishing reel. Ultimately, it's going to get sand in it from one way or another, and as you said, the drag system, the quality of the number of ball bearings, the quality of the reel for what you get, and the way it works in the surf. You know, in the surf, you don't have long pulls of the drag. You have very short pulls, and that's why you need a drag that kicks in and works really well at low speed.
That's all good info. For more information, check out your local Shimano dealer or check out Shimano.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are absolutely dead packed, and we already have like 70 texts that have come through this morning. It's going to be a great show, but keep them coming, man. Plenty of time for you to get through. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the number, or send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. Lots of great ones rolling through. And again, don't forget, in our around 8:15, after we do our catch reports, we're going to be joined by our good buddy Ted from Gamakatsu, talking all kinds of great new stuff. Let us know what's going on with Gamakatsu. Going to be a lot of fun today, Brandon.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Yeah, are we going into the phone?
Let's do it, man. Yeah, let's pick it out.
How about Bruce in Lemon Grove?
What's up, Bruce? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Nice to hear from you. Too bad Ted couldn't be on now. Maybe you guys can answer my question. Does Gamakatsu make a lead head for swim baits?
They do, actually. They make a really nice lead head for swim baits. They make lead heads for swim baits. One of the things that is lesser known but a really good lure is one of their underspin lead heads. Like they, one of the things that, like, not all underspins are created equal is the gauge of wire and strength of hook that are used in a lot of them. A lot of them are plenty fine for light line, finesse, freshwater applications, but not all of them will stand up to the type of fishing that we do calico bass wise and other things when you're fishing braid and a little heavier piece of top shot. High-end swivels, high-end gear, and really, really nice lead heads.
I think so. They make some of the best lead heads for our inshore fisheries, for fishing in the bay. But when it comes to freshwater fishing, some of their underspin lead heads that you were talking about have a perfect gauge of wire for a lighter bait, and then they have a heavier gauge yet for a larger bait. They do such a...
So I didn't know they had finesse hooks on underspins even. Yeah, like, I've only seen the heavy ones, so that's good to know.
They sell them in several different options and different hook sizes to fit just about any bait.
And speaking of hooks, you know, Bill, I know that's a big thing. You're on, like, gauge of wire is so important when it comes to that. And those guys do such a good job of having everything right. I know your surf fishing bait hook of choice is a Gamakatsu. Nothing to do with any sponsorship, nothing to do with Ted's on here. Like, you have access to everything, and that's your favorite hook surf fishing wise as well.
You know, I discovered that hook, like, gosh, so it's the 50409 split shot drop shot hook. I think we discovered that freshwater bass fishing like 12, 15 years ago. I knew right away it would be the ultimate surf hook, because in surf fishing, thin, light wire, extra sharp hook is what gets you fish. That is the number one thing over tides or bait or anything. You've got to have the sharpest hook possible, because you're not over the fish. You're parallel to the fish, and all it needs to do is open its mouth when you reel down or set the hook, and out it comes, because you're not over it. So extremely good hooks. And, of course, Gamakatsu makes so many more things. I would really suggest, folks, go to their website, order the catalog. It's about an inch thick. There's everything in there, from tackle kits, boxes, knives, hooks, Duracent baits, which are good in the bay and the surf. Just so many different fantastic products.
Hardware, too. Assist hooks, swivels, solid rings. The Superline split rings are something that we use a ton for all this night jig rigging. Yeah, you're right. I mean, really, really, really good stuff.
And now their tackle boxes in the shop are probably our number one seller. We all love them, and we use them in our personal tackle.
Insert style boxes, you know, that either replace what's in your tackle box, or when the cheap box that came with whatever tackle box you had fell out and broke into pieces. Gamakatsu has all those different insert style configurations, but the latches are way stronger. All of us fill those boxes way too full, and when the lid is like blown out, you can still latch them, you know, even though that the jigs that you put in there are too high for it, and you're trying to cram things down. Like, they're really nice stuff. It's it's worth checking out.
Absolutely.
I know we'll all be singing our praises to Ted when he comes on, because they make the right stuff. Appreciate the phone call very much. Brandon, let's jump back into him.
How about Doug in Montebello? How you doing this morning, Doug?
What up, Doug?
Yeah, I was wondering about skid to round stingray. How do you get your hooks out?
That's a good question.
That is a good question, because certainly something you bump into fishing bait in the surf.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, you know, if you, when it comes to stingrays and such, you have to be really careful. You don't want to have the ray stick you with their spine, and then you got to go stand in line and wait for the lifeguard to put your foot in very hot water. Now, first thing I do in that case, of course, I'm always using hemostats. You know, I'd use a 5-7-inch hemostat so that I can reach down and just pull the hook right out of its mouth. If it's in a position where I'm not going to get that hook out, of course, I'm just going to cut my line off as short as I can and let it go. I was down fishing in at San Jose del Cabo in the harbor, and I caught a huge angel ray, which is probably one of the most beautiful rays I've ever seen. It's all black, and then it has dozens of white spots like a bikini on it. It's really beautiful. And a local down there came, and he wanted to keep it. And later I found out how good it was to eat. It was unbelievable.
Really?
But what he did was he said, you know, I've got to cut the wings off of it, and then we'll leave the body and throw that back out there, kind of like the fuselage. And so he ran up the beach real quick and got a big log, and he laid it on the tail of it while he stood over and cut the wings off. So you really want to be careful with those, because depending on where you are, they can do some damage.
Do you ever bump into angel sharks in the surf?
Occasionally we do. Seven gills, angel sharks. We rarely see the angel sharks. Just 3 weeks ago, we were fishing for those for NOAA to try to catch some of those where they're doing some DDT testing, and we didn't have much luck. But the real secret to shark fishing being successful at it is they feed at night.
Yeah.
And if you're going to fish during the day, there's going to be small ones maybe that you'll catch, foot long, 2 foot long, that are in the surf feeding. But after dark, particularly in the middle of the night on a high tide falling to a low tide, is the time to go.
Is an angel shark the meanest animal that exists in the water? Like, we joke about it in the show. Like, I think it's the meanest fish. It certainly has like the worst attitude, and like
I think we should all be thankful that there are less angel sharks.
Yeah.
If there was more in the surf, there wouldn't be too many of us surf fishing.
In bay fishing and things like that, you know, the incidental times I bumped into them, it's like the only fish that I know is like, dude, it's trying to bite me. Like, it's
exactly.
They're not just like biting because they're defensive. They're not, you know, waiting to get the hook out, whatever. They're just like, no, it's like timing. It's like watching you, timing you, trying to get your pliers to get your, you know, get your lead head back. I'm like, I'm gonna bite you. Like, they're the meanest fish.
Well, that was what we were trying to tell the NOAA guys, because they are scientists and they'd only seen them in books and in the aquarium. Yeah. And I said, you know, when one of these things comes up on the sand, you want to be behind it, you know, and it's got kind of a round fuselage body to it.
Yeah.
So it can whip around, it can roll, it can do all kinds of things that other sharks can't.
They're incredibly powerful, and they have the meanest disposition of any animal I've ever
seen. Yeah.
Right. They've got a bad attitude.
Yeah. And they're always not a halibut. You know, you're so sure, like, oh, this is gonna be a barn door. Man, just get the gaff ready. I'm telling you, I know what a halibut feels like, man. Just get ready. And then it's like, now we gotta deal with this thing. Like, oh, here we go. Like,
yeah, when you get a big group of like 20 people behind you because you've been fighting it for 30 minutes, and you get it up to shore and everybody sees it and they go, oh,
that's it.
And then
man,
you turn around, they're all walking away.
nobody's there to lend a hand. Hey, great call. Appreciate that very much. A fun text come through. Good morning, guys. I have your book from the booth at Fred Hall. I've got a question for Bill. What is your largest fish from the surf? What pound test was it caught on? And then what pound test do you generally fish for everyday surf fishing? That's all from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
Okay. Hey, Jeff. I say 18-pound halibut is probably the biggest.
Wow.
You know, I mean, I've caught some really big sharks and things like that, but I don't count those. But probably a halibut, 18 pounds, 11-pound spot fin. I think the state
11-pound spot
11-pound in Huntington Beach.
I didn't know they got that big, legitimately.
The state record's 12.
Wow.
Now, I know of somebody who's seen some 18 to 20-pounders in Mexico, so there's some really, really big ones out there. You know, the thing about surf fish and some other fish in the ocean is that they take a long time to grow. And for them to get big, especially that size, they have to be very wily and smart fish. They're not going to just eat anything that comes by them. It's like the big bass in the lake, you know. You have to get the right time, the right place, the right bait in front of their face to catch them. So as far as that's concerned, that was probably some of the biggest fish. And then as far as, you know, the equipment, we just use basically trout equipment. We love to use like a steelhead rod, 7 to 9 foot. I normally fish an 8.5 or a 9 foot 6-foot rod, 6-pound test, 6-pound monofilament leader. So something that's light. We're trying to match our equipment to the size of the fish in the surf. So look at it this way. If you went to a lake where you've got 6-ounce fish to 10-pound trout or bass in that lake, you would never fish a 12-foot rod and a 40-size reel and 40-pound test and a 3-ounce sink. You wouldn't get a bite. So we realized that in the surf probably back in the 70s, about the mid-70s is when we started downsizing all of our equipment and tried to match it with about the size of the fish in the surf. And not only did we catch a lot more fish, but it was a lot more fun catching them.
When Cousins was around, there was a line of surf fishing rods that you helped, you know, you helped Wade design, and your name was on them, and they were a series of rods. And I know those have since gone away. And I correct me if I'm wrong, you went back down that road to create another surf fishing rod. Is that still available? Is that through Fish the Surf? Is that a thing that we can still find?
It is. It's a custom wrapped rod, and those are still available. It's actually built on the exact same blank. The company who makes the blank, Seeker, bought the mandrels from Cousins.
So excellent. Okay.
This is exactly the same blank and has the same action and so on and so forth. So hopefully we're going to work in the future to find another way to produce these that maybe is a little bit less expensive than custom-made rods.
Sure.
And make them more available. But I tell everybody, you know, if you're starting out, you know, don't go out and spend $300 on a rod.
Right.
Go down to, you know, your local tackle shop. Look for the longest, you know, 8 to probably 9 foot whippy trout rod. Inexpensive. Match it up with a 2,500, 3,000 size spinning reel. And, man, you're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, totally. It's the funnest thing because, just like we said, surf fishing is everything for every person, and it's a $29.95 combo, $150 combo, or a multi-$100, you know, and all things in between, and they all work. But, you know, like anything, the more advanced you become, then the more advanced your gear can start to help you out.
Exactly.
That's really cool. All right. Well, hey, let's sneak in another text here. Hey, Bill, I'm loving the show. Great information already. Can you talk a little bit about fishing the surf with a lucky craft? That's from John and Carson.
Hi, John. Thank you for the question. Well, first of all, you know, there's lucky crafts, there's the Battlestar, there's a number of different Rapala, Rapala, depending on what side of the table you're sitting on.
This is a Rapala table here. Pete's gone, so we're not into any of that BS Rapala over here.
I'm so glad that I got that at the tackle shop straightened out.
Yeah. Choose your words very carefully.
That's right. Well, all, you know, we could have a whole show on that, but all of those work very well, and you can either fish a mono. The very best surf anglers that I know who fish exclusively with Lucky Craft or Rapalas and things fish monofilament, fish 10 and 12 pound mono because it's got some stretch. They don't want to get hung up on kelp 100 yards out and lose everything if it's on braid. But there are folks who fish braid too, and I always suggest if you have braid, you want to have at least a foot leader of mono, because when you're bringing that Lucky Craft or lure in and you get close to shore, it's going to be rubbing its nose down in the sand. It's going to braise that braid, and it will break very easily, which is hard to believe. But if you took braid, of course, and you rubbed it on your sideways on your jeans, you could break it really easily. So, and then as far as the technique for that, and I've seen a lot of mistakes in that technique, is these are suspension lures, which means that they are neutrally weighted. So when you reel them in, they make their way to the bottom or somewhere in that direction, maybe 2 to 3 meters down, and then when you stop retrieving them, they don't float. They stay there, and they basically rattle. They have a little rattle in them. So if you were to cast out and you were to reel in, it would be about halfway in that it would get into the zone. So you want it to get in the zone right away. So you want to cast out, you want to reel down on all your slack, and you want to pull to the side almost like you're snagging, and that's going to take that lure down a foot or two into the water and then get it into the strike zone farther out and really early. And then as you're getting close to shore, you want to slow way down. Anchovy, sardine, grunion, it doesn't hit its nose on the bottom as it's making its way to the shore, and you don't want your lure to do that either. Fish in the surf that are big got big by being smart, and you want to be smart too and make your bait look as realistic as possible.
One of the things that guys utilizing that technique of fishing that jerkbait style in the surf, I think, get wrong. Well, I'm in a small camp, and I'm fortunate enough to own a couple of the Bill Varney Cousins Cousins rods that went away years ago, and one of them is a composite bass rod that is very soft, very, very slow overall bend to it. And I think one thing guys get wrong when they're fishing those jerkbaits in the surf is they fish too heavy of a rod. And I know after owning your rod that soft is the way to go, and letting them load onto those treble hooks and not pulling it away from them.
Absolutely. And you want the, you know, you've got the treble hooks, you want the treble hook to be able to get into its mouth and get hooked in there rather than, like you said, too stiff of a rod.
When you guys are talking about fast and slow, what's that in reference to? He said a slow rod.
The overall bend of the rod. We don't want it to shut off very quickly. You want the bend to go essentially from tip to butt. You know, get a fully parabolic rod would be nice.
When something is fast, it stops bending faster than not. So the first, a super fast tapered rod, you know, the first couple of guides bend, and then it's all backbone, and then a medium rod or a semi-parabolic rod bends a few guides down, and then a slow rod bends maybe all the way down to the stripper guide, and a super slow or all parabolic rod, it bends all the way to the handle. So you're saying you like a rod that is more whippy, that it doesn't hit the backbone as fast, because you're not trying to lift and pull and use the rod to help you lift a fish from hundreds of feet of water. The fish is there. You want that rod to be very slow and absorb everything when it comes through. And you said that assists in getting the hooks into them, the slower rod does?
I certainly believe so, yeah. Allows them to get the bait, and by the time you feel it in your hands and your rod, they've already kind of loaded on there and caught all those hooks for you.
And that's absolutely right, because, you know, you're not over the fish. You're not perpendicular to the fish. Mm-hmm. So if I was on a dock, I could use a trolling rod and catch a fish, because when I get a bite, I just set the hook, and it just goes uphill straight into the top of its mouth. When we're fishing at the beach, it's like flying a kite. It's out in front of you. So if you have not a sharp enough hook, of course, which we talked about before, or too stiff of a rod, and you reel down, or you set the hook, or you lift up the rod, it can easily just pull the hook out of its mouth. You want a rod that bends when there's a little bit of resistance to it, as it's barely touching the edge of the fish's mouth or inside of its mouth. You want it to spin in the mouth there and then catch it in the corner. And that's what you're going to find with a parabolic rod.
That's great info. Hey, appreciate it very much, and appreciate the tech. When we come back, we got another full hour Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including your catch reports and checking in with Ted from Gamakatsu. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bite. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
It's Yamaha's Ready to Power Sales Event. Get up to 7 years warranty coverage on eligible new 150 to 425 horsepower outboards with purchase of Siren 3 Pro, along with a $1,000 dealer rigging credit. And also receive an additional $1,000 dealer rigging credit with the purchase of Bennett's trim tabs. Or get 6 years warranty coverage and a $250 dealer rigging credit with eligible 50 to 115 horsepower models. Visit your Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends September 8th, 2023. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24 to 36 month Yamaha extended service added to factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 or 36 month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travel.
travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now, you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWarmerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Warmer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano's Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a ProPower onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.